Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Hey there, it's me. You know, it's almost the end of January, and I haven't put out a new episode, essentially, since early August. And I wanted to take this opportunity to let you know kind of what's going on, where I've been, what my plans are for the podcast, and what you can expect this year. So first and foremost, I feel like a broken record that I'm saying I'm sorry that I haven't been doing the podcast. But truthfully, this time, I really have a good reason why it has been so long. In early August, my father-in-law, Mona's dad, unexpectedly went into the hospital and was put on a ventilator and intubated and turned out to have a very serious lung infection and spent 2 months in the hospital and unfortunately passed away in early October. As you can imagine, this took my mind away from, you know, podcasts and speaking and training and all these other things that I have going on in my life. And my wife wanted to go and be with her dad in the hospital, and she was able to do that. And that kind of left me with the kids and to manage my practice and her practice. And I basically was able to go to Houston to be with them almost every other week. So, you know, kind of during this time, obviously the podcast took a backseat. And then, unfortunately, when he passed away, that took its toll on our family, and you know, I kind of wasn't in the mood to be doing any podcasting at the time. And then we kind of got into November and December, and you know, all the busy things that are going on in the practice during that time of year, combined that with the fact that my wife had been missing from her practice for 3 months, and that I had been in and out of my practice for 3 months and quite distracted. So we didn't get going. So, you know, I had all intentions of getting started in early January. I actually recorded a few episodes, but I wasn't happy with where things were going, and I didn't want to start and stop. So I'm making the commitment to record at least 2 to 3 months worth of episodes in advance, so that way I have a running start to provide the content. I love the podcast. I love hearing the feedback. I love working with each and every one of you. It's really part of my passion. I would argue more so training and educating and helping other dentists succeed is more my passion than patient care, oftentimes. And the other reason I kind of didn't podcast towards the end of the year and early in the year is I've been a little bit down on how 2018 went for me. It was an okay year. I mean, our practice grew a little bit. It didn't grow exactly what I anticipated. I have every excuse in the book in terms of being gone 5 weeks that I didn't plan on being gone and what that does to revenue. I kind of lost my way in 2018, and I got caught up in all the fancy things and the 10X and the tactics, and I got away from the podcast and the audio format and tried to start doing all this video stuff, and actually hired a few videographers to follow me around and try to do vlogs, and it, you know, one after one, it never worked out. And I don't know if I hired the wrong people, if I was unclear about what I wanted, if I was, you know, unreasonable in my expectations, but it kind of got to me. And then, you know, I lost my way with my family a little bit, spent not enough time with them early in the year and towards the end of the year. And so, you know, that took its toll on me. And, you know, I kind of just got down. And you know, I needed a little pick-me-up. I needed to get back going. And this past weekend, I was at the Voices of Dentistry. And it really got me going again in terms of, you know, podcasting and seeing others podcast and getting back in the mood of being interviewed by others. And it made me kind of really miss things. And so I'm really committed to doing it. So I just wanted you guys to know, I wanted you to know where I've been, that I haven't given up on the podcast, but I have reinvigorated myself. And really my message for 2019 is going to be about simplification. It's what I'm doing in my own life. It's what I'm doing in my own practice, is about getting back to fundamentals. What I found over and over and over in my career, when things aren't going the exact way I want to, if I just get back to the basic fundamentals, things magically get better. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to share that with you. I think our profession is being misled. I think our profession is searching for magic bullets that, quite frankly, don't exist. And we're gotten away, just like I did in 2018, from the fundamentals of what works. And it doesn't take, it's not that rocket science to make dentistry work and to make your practice work. And I really want to share that. So this first couple of months of episodes is going to be talking about what I call the practice pivot. And that's the story of the last 8 years of my practice, how I went from being a solo dentist to now being a practice of two doctors, ready for a third doctor, how I went from being in multiple insurance plans, but keeping the practice in those insurance plans, but personally being able to take myself out of those plans so I can earn the fee that I deserve, earn the fee that I've so worked so hard for, and then how I've gone from doing traditional everyday general dentistry to now picking and choosing myself what I want to do in my practice, but yet maintaining a good, strong foundation in our practice, and how I've been able to earn the right to take more time off without seeing any decrease in production. So I know you're going to love the next 2 months of episodes, and I want to thank you for your patience. And, you know, drop me a line. Just DrA@RaleighDentalArts.com. Send me a message on Facebook. Send me a direct message on Instagram. You know, kind of keep me motivated. Keep me accountable. And we do well when we know that people are enjoying the work we do, and that when people are going to hold us accountable. And, you know, when people hold me accountable, I have a tendency to deliver. So thanks again. Look forward to the episodes. Probably in the next few weeks, you'll see it. But do reach out and let me know what you think and what you'd like to hear, and how life is going for you, and what challenges and struggles you have, and what things have been winning for you. And I'll see you guys around. Thank you.